All right, and it is a Wine Cellar Podcast audio only. There is no Facebooks Live. There is no YouTube. No time for video prep. Only time for audio prep. So it's just going straight to the RSS feed podcast. We'll link it in the privately owned social networks. My brain is fried because that's just it. Like, I'm just going to work the overtime and then die. And that's what's going on. But I'll podcast in between. And so thank you folks that like that shit and hit niggas up on the PayPal and the Patreon. You goddamn it right. Phoenix Kaliter, three stories. Nigga, what?
All right, only three, so I'm going to cut it short. Well, do we want bad, worse, or worse?
Nah.
Huh?
This program only does good news.
Nigga, since when?
Started it late 2012.
We do not do good news. Stop lying. All right, we'll start with the bad news, although this is expected news. Georgia County proposes closing 7 out of 9 polling places in mostly black county. I mean, yeah.
Polling places. You can't have those whores just dancing on all the polls.
Because that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's the problem with the black community. They're just like, oh, look at all these polling places. Come on! Mm-hmm. And then they start dancing on them polls.
Twerking on the poll.
Fucking constituent whores.
Okay.
These are the facts.
All right, Alex Jones. Georgia County has proposed closing 7 of its 9 polling places on the basis that they are not sufficiently accessible to handicapped individuals. Because you know what makes things more accessible?
Republicans tackling ableism. Why are you hating? Democrats banning straws, perpetuating ableism. Republicans want accessibility, fighting ableism, and you're hating.
And that's why they are going to make it more accessible by shutting it down to people who could already access the place. That's the real accessibility.
That's right.
What the fuck did Giuliani say the other day? Truth is not truth.
He did?
Yeah, he was on fucking Chuck's Meet the Press and said truth is not truth. And Chuck Todd said, you know this is going to turn into a bad meme, right? Like, Chuck Todd actually said
damn. Nigga, Chuck Todd, your hair plugs are going to turn into a bad meme.
Shit.
Nigga, let yourself go bald, done, son.
All right, so Randolph County's Board of Elections on Thursday floated the proposal to keep just 2 voting locations open, claiming there isn't enough time to revamp others ahead of the November election. The convenience of the voter, you are not considering that at all, one meeting attendee said, according to the report. Others wondered why closures would occur now between the primary and November elections. I can't imagine why. What? A black area losing polling places? Why would they do that?
We told you already.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the GOP suddenly cares about ableism. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And twerking.
And twerking on polls. Yeah.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. That's actually what causes fatherless homes in the black community is twerking, so.
That's right. They start dancing, and then that's the thing about that twerking. They shake it so hard, babies just fall out. And it's just like, where's the father? Don't know. She was just dancing.
She was just dancing. Oh, so black women can asexually reproduce. Excellent.
That's a fact-based fact. We did that on an old show with a nigga that blocked me.
Yeah. A lot of niggas end up blocking you. That's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, whiny asses.
Mm. All right, so ACLU legal director Sean Young questioned the motive behind the initiative. He said, eliminate 7 out of 9 polling locations, that's going to guarantee lower turnout for the election, and it makes you wonder, what if that is the purpose of it? Yeah, that is what the fucking purpose of it is. Like, you know, stop being polite, just fucking say it. A consultant who was hired to evaluate polling centers said the locations in questions are not sufficiently accessible to people with disabilities. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that things should be more accessible to people with disabilities. But I also think that this has nothing to do with disabled people or accessibility. This is about not letting them niggers get the vote. Like, I'm just saying. Because counting, 7 out of 9? So that's counting, cutting access to, like, what, like 80% of the community? Is 80% of the community disabled? Really?
Actually, according to Gus T. Renegade.
Ugh.
Of the COWS program, the context of white supremacy program, And this is the word he uses. I'm quoting him when I say this. Because he's black under a system of white supremacy, he is retarded. And all black people are retarded under white supremacy.
He needs to not say things because, yeah, that and the whole interracial dating is child rape in...
Because black people are children under that. These are the children of Welsing and nearly full of it.
Mm-hmm. And somebody got mad when I said that on Twitter to them, too. I said, this person sounds like they listen to Welsing. She's like, why are you insulting Dr. Welsing?
Like, I like that, but that's, see, because they know there's some bullshit afoot with Welsing. So, because all you did was say they sound like they listen to Welsing. You didn't say, fuck Welsing.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Or any shit like that.
Yeah, no, they said anybody who's like LGBTQ is a coon and confused. And I was like, oh, this sounds like someone who listens to Welsing. Like, why are you insulting Dr. Welsing? I just fucking said it sounds like you was a fan. I didn't even offer an opinion.
Why do you see sharing her ideas as an insult?
Right. I said that too. I was like, why would you think that was insulting? Like, what's wrong with Welsing that it's embarrassing to say that? Like, what?
Yeah, like if somebody heard me rhyme and they said, ugh, I can tell you liked Snoop Dogg when you were young. Why are you dissing Snoop? I think Snoop has a funky flow and I'm influenced by it. Shit.
Yeah, so that was fun on Twitter. And I had that whole setup in my mentions for a few days. It was fun. Coon, you're confused. You don't understand. You can't be pro-black and be gay.
Wait, they actually say coon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they straight up called me a coon.
Oh, because their King Gus does not approve of that. So they must be more Tariq than Gus.
Yeah, definitely more Tariq. Because Moist kept popping up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're Tariqers.
Oh, and apparently Humid is also, like, now slang for Moist, which is slang for gay. It's a whole thing.
It's the homophobia of the children of Welsing. But the Tariq side, that's the street nigga children of Welsing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the ACLU of Georgia maintains that the proposal discriminates against African Americans living in poverty who make up a majority of this particular county's population. They don't have access to reliable transportation and cannot reasonably access either of the two locations that would remain open under the proposal. Young noted that rural voters would have to walk 3.5 hours to reach their voting places if the proposal is approved. So yeah, it's a keep the niggers home and don't let them vote bill. That's all. The bottom line is it's about race, and that's the problem that it's creating, said another attendee according to the report. The ACLU has threatened to file suit against the Board of Elections if they do not arrive at an agreeable solution. A vote on the matter is expected to take place August 24th. So I guess that's the day we gotta watch out for. August 24th.
Ah, fuck, that's Happy Time Murders Day.
Well?
Isn't it more important to watch a fucking dirty puppet movie than to care about politics?
I'm sure that we can use the Wi-Fi and look it up on Twitter during the coming attractions.
Fucking shit, man.
Yeah, welcome to it.
See? And now everybody tuned into the program knows how I'm being oppressed. Move along.
Wow. All right, let's move along. Ingredients from Monsanto's cancer-causing weed killer found in children's cereal.
We have a box of cereal on top of the refrigerator right now.
We do not have that particular cereal on top of the refrigerator right now.
Oh, shit. What brand is it?
And according to this picture, I'm looking at a bowl of Lucky Charms.
No shit. Generic or real?
No, that's real fucking Lucky Charms in that picture.
All right.
But we will read the story and see if they... elaborate. Oh, they do elaborate. They give you a list.
On which of these kids has been to get lucky, boy?
Oh, shit. Last week, Monsanto was ordered to pay $289 million to a man by a jury that ruled its Roundup weed killer caused his cancer. The landmark verdict was a watershed moment for those who have long maintained the company's products can harm and kill people.
Yo, is this one with the black man?
I believe so.
Okay, I've been seeing the headline for this a lot.
Yeah, he finally got his fucking settlement. $289 million. I mean, damn, he's going to be dead soon, but...
Don't you marry no white woman and then give that money right back to their community. You fucking give that to black people.
Yeah.
Black people that don't date white people. Serious. Don't you give it to black people that date white people.
Yeah, just don't put it back in the white community, please. Like, yeah, don't do it. But in related and unsettling news, the Environmental Working Group has released independent laboratory results that found Roundup's weed-killing poison, glyphosate, has been found in 43 out of 45 cereals tested, including those we feed our children. Okay. Of the 43 cereals that tested positive for glyphosate, 31 had a level greater than 160 parts per billion, the threshold that EWG deems harmful to humans. Cereals found to be above the threshold include... I hope y'all are taking notes. Get your fucking... Let me wait a moment. Get your pen and pencil ready so you can write it down.
This thing is so old school. Your pen and...
Your pen and pencil.
I like you said pen and pencil.
I did say pen and pencil because paper eluded me.
No, that's what I write on.
A pen and a pencil and a paper.
No, I write on pencils with my pen. That's how I do things.
You can.
Number two pencils at
that. Yes, number two pencils. Uh-huh. Ticonderoga pencils, actually.
I don't know that word.
It's just a particular brand of pencils.
Ticonderoga?
Yeah.
That sounds like a white person making up a misogynoir joke on black women's names.
No, it's like, I don't know. Like, I think it's a Native American word for like a region or something. Or like, I don't know, it was a river in D.C. or some shit. Hmm. It's one of those native words that, you know.
Word.
Yeah. All right. Now that you have a pen, a paper, and a pencil. Don't you fucking side-eye me.
A newspaper? A paper? New York Times? Chicago Sun-Times.
Chicago Sun-Times is okay.
Phoenix Sun-Times.
Yes.
Not you, nigga. Arizona.
I knew what you meant.
Goddamn Jews. Jesus.
All right. Quaker, Simply Granola, Honey, Raisins, and Almonds. Nature Valley, Granola, Protein, Oats, and Honey. Quaker Dinosaur Eggs, Brown Sugar, and Instant Oatmeal. Cheerios, Toasted Whole Grain Oat Cereal. I like how they don't specify what kind of Cheerios. Was it like plain or like apple or they have like the chocolate and the peanut butter. They have the fucking pumpkin spice.
Yo, we packaged that shit at the fucking factory.
Oh, awesome.
So next time I do a wash down in that room, I know to have on all the face masks.
Yeah, have because, on everything.
Because the thing is, folks, like, we packaged the shit. So what you folks may not know about how your shit ends up in that little bag is fucking metric fuck tons of that shit gets dumped. And you know what happens? Crumbs. You know what happens to those crumbs? They become smaller and smaller to where they're just dust. And the first thing we do before we wash down a machine room after running the product is we take the air guns and blow the dust down from top to bottom and then sweep that up. And when you're blowing dust, it's flying everywhere. And apparently there's Monsanto cancer in that dust.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So I'm about to mask up. I've only washed down a Cheerio room once. What up?
But then didn't you also say, like, the food that gets thrown out, they give it to, like, for, like, livestock food?
Oh, yep.
Great.
That's going to be some good bacon, but some beanies and weenies.
Fantastic. So we're all going to die. All right. Basically. Oh, and also Lucky Charms, among others. Could you fucking name the others, my nigga? It just says others. I would like to know the others.
Yeah, because I do this thing where I get the pumpkin spice Cheerios, and it's about that time of year.
Oh, they're already out.
Fuck, damn, they didn't even wait till September?
Mm-mm, already out.
That's kind of like how, when I think it was like August, and I was like, it's time for the Halloween stores to pop up. My biological sister was like, what? This is like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's one right there. And you know, there's another one down by the Joann Fabric. She was like, bullshit. Yep, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Earlier and earlier.
Man, because it's Christmas part one.
Mm.
And Thanksgiving is Christmas part two. And Christmas is Christmas part three. And we should fuck around and try Kwanzaa this year. Why not? Fuck it.
A Kwanzaa it?
Do our own thing. Well, I guess okay. That's not really our own thing.
No, it's not our thing.
But it's black.
It's black. We'll just have to bring the nuance into it.
Progressive Kwanzaa?
Progressive Kwanzaa. Because the guy who found a Kwanzaa was like fucking...
Hotep.
He was like kidnapped some woman and like was beating her with like... hoses and cattle prods and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the guy who founded Kwanzaa. Like, it was some shit. Like, he had... I think it was kind of like a little cult kind of situation going on or something. But there were, like, some women in his group. And he thought they were, like, talking to the feds about him or something, or I don't know, we're gonna leave. I don't know what the beef was. I just know he was, like, had his little entourage, and there were two particular women in it, and they did something that pissed him off, and so, like, his group, like, tortured them and was, like, beating them with, like, hoses and cattle prods and, like, burning them and shit, and, like, it was, like, a whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Now, don't forget to go in the privately owned social networks and report a woman's post for saying men are trash. Go ahead. Take time out of your life to go do that. Mm. Fuckers.
Mm. Yeah, I'll look up the story later, but I do believe it was the guy who started Kwanzaa and that was a situation.
Fuck.
Yes. All right. So Lucky Charms, among others, we don't know what the fuck the others are. Obviously, if I find out, I'll let y'all know. I just know I'm not going to be eating cereal anytime soon. The EWG is urging consumers to contact the EPA to request they restrict pre-harvest applications of glyphosate. Hold on, here's the full list of cereals. Let me click the link.
Oh, there it is. Full list of cereal.
The hilarious thing, though, before we get to that link, is that they end this with a quote from a statement from Monsanto.
Ugh.
Even if the highest levels reported by the EWG, an adult would have to eat 118 pounds of the food item every day for the rest of their life to reach the EPA limit. Of course nobody eats close to that much food. Using oatmeal as an example, 118 pounds would equal 228 servings of the daily recommended intake of fiber. These numbers would translate to 9.5 servings every hour without sleep for a person's entire life.
First off, nigga, entire life is not a number. Second off, nigga, you talking about serving sizes. You must not know how Americans eat. Nigga, we don't give a fuck about no damn serving size. Nigga, we eat until we're fucking sleepy. Nigga, because it's McMurica. Yeah, nigga, we eat big. Like, what did I do? As soon as I got home from work, I went in my lunchbox, finished eating my lunch I didn't finish eating, and then ate 2 burgers and had a beer, and there's some Doritos in my bag, and that's gonna happen. We just fucking consume for the sake of consuming, so it doesn't need to take the very precise number of an entire lifetime.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, you know, don't worry, Monsanto says it's safe, not because it's not in the food, but because you won't consume enough of the food for it to be a problem for you. Can we also peep? That's like the underlying message. The underlying message isn't that they're lying, that shit's not in our food. The underlying message is, but are you really going to consume enough for it to be a problem? Probably not. Ah. Amazing. All right. Okay.
Because everyone's body's exactly the same.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so this article I'm skimming appears to be almost everything that was on the list has oats in it. So I guess stay away from oats. Where's the fucking list? Holy shit.
Wait, didn't you open it in a new tab?
I did. I just keep scrolling down because this was like another article.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Back to Nature Classic Granola, Quaker Simply Granola, Back to Nature. All right, so anything Back to Nature, anything Quaker granola, anything Nature Valley granola, anything Kind, K-I-N-D, cereal, Simple Truth Organic. I think they sell that shit at Walmart.
We package Kind.
Oh, yeah, Kind is on the list. Specifically, they're vanilla, they're blueberry clusters with flax seeds. Again, anything Quaker, anything Great Value, that's Walmart brand, instant oatmeal.
Of course, anything Great Value.
Mega
shit.
So anything great with oatmeal from Great Value. Market Pantry, that's the Target generic brand.
Oh.
Yeah, so anything, any oatmeal from Target. The Kashi Heart to Heart.
Fuck, we packaged that.
Cheerios, this appears to be plain Cheerios. Lucky Charms. Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Brand. More varieties of Kind, more flavors of Nature Valley. Also Quaker Chewy granola bars. So not just Quaker oatmeal, but Quaker granola bars as well.
Wait, are they like the fiber bars?
No.
Okay. I don't fuck with, okay. Let me know if fiber one is fucked up.
Okay. Kellogg's Nutri-Grain bars, breakfast bars, 365 organic.
Fuck, Nutri-Grain?
Nutri-Grain.
I fucking like those.
They're on the list, man.
Shit.
Especially strawberry.
God damn, that's red, nigga. I'm black, nigga.
I know.
I like red.
I know.
Shit.
Quaker Oats. all the Quaker oats, Bob's Red Mill steel cut oats.
How white are the people who eat that shit? What's the name of that?
Bob's Red Mill steel cut oats.
God damn, that comes with a free shotgun, nigga. You buy that.
Nature's Path oats, Whole Foods bulk bin conventional rolled oats. Ha! You Whole Foods niggas caught it too. Eventually, capitalism fucks y'all rich niggas up too.
And you paid more for it. You thought you were special.
You wouldn't buy it at Walmart because of your ethics, so you went to fucking Whole Foods and ended up with the same shit that we have.
I'm telling you, I work in the industry. It's just a different package, fool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much everything that's on the list. I know I said there were a lot, and there's some I skipped over, but they're just, like, the same brand, right? So it's, like, the Quaker banana walnut flavor and the Quaker strawberry flavor. Just fucking stay away from Quaker, right? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So those are the brands. Try not to get cancer and die, I guess. That's a horrible way to end a story, but I really don't know what else to say.
It's fitting.
Right.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. All right.
And you had one more.
Una mas, but I need to take a sip here. So you say words or pause it. Pausing is good. All right. So speaking of things getting worse, this is kind of a follow-up. We covered the Pennsylvania report, which was about the disgusting amount of Catholic priests that were raping children.
Which is the normal amount.
Yeah, they stuff. What the fuck they do? Like, and religious leaders in general, really.
Oh,
like, you know,
a thought in my head.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I don't want to make this a post on the Facebooks. Maybe the Twitters.
Okay,
Twitter is cooler.
Or Mastodon. That's where the new cool spot is.
Mastodon.
Even though
they don't have their own application.
I have a Mastodon
account. And but fucking Oh, excuse me, because I hear about this, and it's always people that, you know, look like that. Because my coworkers, they're all Catholic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, is it going on there, too, with folks that are not Irish or Italian or some other white?
I've heard of it happening, but I've heard of it happening in far less parishes in Latin America than I have in America. And a lot of the cases where I have heard about this happening in Latino parishes in America, they have a white priest. So I don't know.
This is because it's framed as this Catholic problem. And I used to have a link, and I haven't had that link since 2014. Mm-hmm. I fucking lost it. I think that Facebook account got shut down that had it. And, it was just a list. Because you have to, you know how we go to fucking small news outlets.
Yeah.
A list of small news outlet coverage, and the shit was like well over like fucking 800 separate stories.
Wow.
Of non-Catholic churches doing this shit.
Yeah.
So this is more so some Eurocentric white shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that just sort of the nature of it is that Christianity is a very white religion. And then you add in that the places this is happening is, like, it's usually a person in a lot of power, which tends to be the people who prey on kids. And then you add in the religious factor and, you know, like, the extra victim blaming that comes from a church. It just seems natural that this would happen a lot in churches, like, regardless of denomination.
Yeah.
And really religious places overall. Like, you know, I, you know, would like to see, like, other religions, what's going on.
Yeah, like, because I think that came out in the, back when WikiLeaks was really just getting popping, like when you really read through it, you know, like, I mean, people find like the war crimes and whatnot and the shit that like Chelsea Manning was putting out there and all that business, but like, there was also just journalism in it.
Yeah.
And like, shit that was found out was like, some of them Arab niggas, like, a sign of prominence was how many boys you had, like, mostly around, like, the age of 8.
Yeah.
Which, that was, like, your harem of boys that you fucked.
Yeah, there was a, I forgot what region it was, too. There was a specific region where that was, like, a serious fucking issue. But, you know, I think that's the thing, is that people have really awful things that they want to do to children, and they use religion to justify doing them. Shit. Like, I mean, there's fucking, we've covered stories about fucking child marriage, child brides. Oh my god, I saw one where, I think she was, like, 14 and basically got killed because she wouldn't marry her suitor who was, like, 50. So they just killed her. Yeah.
Yeah, because what did he buy her or what?
Yeah.
So can't be his property, can't be anybody's property. Basically. Doesn't that sound familiar? Even when you take out the religion, again, on some Eurocentric, the Eurocentric, like Anglo normative white courtship dating thing,
mm-hmm.
like where male jealousy is just normal. It right. shows that he has a healthy attraction to you, and that if I can't have you, nobody can shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think that's an extreme version of it. That's normal. That very much matches the sentence. That's right. not extreme. That's doing what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, I think a lot of it is tied into patriarchy. A lot of it is tied into, I think, sadism of, you know, Euro traditions. There's the religious aspect. And, you know, it's worth noting, and not that other religions are perfect, but it seems to be more of an issue in male-centered religions where you have, like, the majority of your preachers or your priests are male. Your God maybe is male, like, or the majority of your deities are male, right? So it's like, you know, just creating a culture that gives them a lot of power and influence, and it's really hard to fight back against that. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely not just Catholics at all. But I mean, even that shit, and like, that's that shit, you know, which people reported when I tweeted about it. I made a Twitter thread about, like, fucking evangelicals. They be having, like, kids getting married all the time. Like, you're supposed to marry her when she's 15 or 16 so you can train her to be your helpmeet. Like, that's a thing. Like, they fucking believe that shit, you know?
Hell, or even fucking Lil Wayne, when they signed to Universal Records and they were going to go out on, like, a long tour for the first time performing. And Wayne's family and his grandmother said, well, before you go ahead and knock this girl up and give me a grandbaby.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like he was commanded to do that. That's how Wayne's first child was conceived, was at the orders of grandma.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible. And it's, yeah. Yeah. People really don't give a fuck about children, really, truly.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, not at
all.
And
remember where we got this culture from. Like, sure, we got our fucking little handshakes, and we got our hip-hop and our little regional shit. But this black culture is just fucking us putting a little style on what white people taught us to do.
Yeah.
Niggas don't want to deal with that. Nigga, 50 niggas just turned the episode off. Niggas is hurt.
True, though. No,
niggas
it's true.
Real hurt. Nigga went and put on their fucking Tribe Called Quest tape. Dug that shit out the attic. Niggas is hurt.
I mean, it's true, though. A lot, and people refuse to look at the influences of how much, you know, in particular religions that were forced on us, which of course are Abrahamic religions, right? So we have Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, and especially Christianity in America, of how that influences interactions. Like, even these woke niggas are like, I don't pray to white Jesus. I'm like, but you, talking to you about gay people, like, you sound like fucking Mitch McConnell, so
yeah.
Really, like, what? you sound like a Republican when it comes to talking about women's rights. Like, you know who the fuck else says that, you know, man was made to lead and woman was made to follow and she needs to submit to the head of the household. You know who the fuck that sounds like? Okay. But yeah.
Man was made. All right. Anti-evolution. Get the fuck. There's more to the story. Yeah.
God all right. Damn. I don't even think who said. I don't even think I said the headline yet.
Fuck.
All right. Anyways. So, this about the Pennsylvania situation. All these priests. There was a report about all these priests who have been sexually abusing and raping children for decades, hundreds of children, maybe thousands of children. And according to the Catholic League president, it's not rape if the child isn't penetrated. Okay.
He thought about that.
He thought he had a hot take.
He sat down and he fucking thought, you know what? Not he probably thought about that years ago and just someone finally interviewed him.
Look at his face. He looks like a fucking rapist.
Yep.
He looks like a rapist.
But he won't call it that. And this, he won't call it that. Just because it's a word with bad connotation, but they all know they do it.
They do. Which, you know, I was reading another thing today. Someone affiliated with this whole scandal said that, you know, we need to place some of the blame on the victims for, you know, tempting the people who hurt them. Like, fucking 7-year-old kids need to be accountable for being raped now? All right. Bill Donahue is the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. Apparently, your civil rights include the right to sexually abuse children. The Catholic League states that it, quote, defends the rights of Catholics, lay, and clergy alike to participate in American public life without defamation or discrimination. Sorry, if you rape kids, you should be discriminated against.
Civil rights. They have the right to rape civilly.
The civil right to rape civilians.
With civility.
Mm. Because we all, there's a lot of editorializing that I'm trying to skip to get to the actual quotes. His rebuttal to the Pennsylvania grand jury is called, quote, Pennsylvania grand jury report debunked. It is 2,700-900 words and 9 pages and goes over identifying the, quote, myth of the Pennsylvania report. Like, this shit ain't fucking happening. We all fucking know it happened. What the fuck?
The myth.
All right. Unlike most, this is directly from his little thesis. Unlike most commentators and reporters, I've read most of the Pennsylvania grand jury report. The purpose of the statement is to debunk the many myths and indeed lies that mar the report and or interpretations of it. Myth. Over 300 priests were found guilty of preying on youngsters in Pennsylvania. Fact, no one has been found guilty of anything yet. Nigga, 300 people got accused. What the fuck, okay?
He's getting his Alex Jones on. He's got the facts and the figures right here.
He does. 300 predator, that didn't stop CBS from saying 300 predator priests abused more than 1,000 children over a period of 70 years. These are all accusations, most of which were never verified by the grand jury or the diocese. Hey, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the diocese does not have a great fucking stellar record of admitting when their priests are raping little fucking kids. Ugh. The report and CBS were also wrong to say that all accused are priests. Some were brothers and some were deacons and some were seminarians. Well, thank you for that motherfucking distinction. They weren't all priests. Some were just training to be priests.
Well, yeah.
That's fucking, like, this is his hot take.
Yeah, that's why they got, like, you know, like, they got, like, the teenage boys. You know, it's like, hey, you know. You're not ready for the kids yet.
How many of the 300 were probably guilty? Maybe half. My reasoning? Nigga, you doing a lot, but reasoning ain't it. The 2004 report by the John Jay College for Criminal Justice found 4% of priests nationwide had a credible accusation made against them between 1950 and 2002. That's the figure everyone quotes, but the report also notes that roughly half that number were substantiated. If that is a reliable measure, the figure drops to around 150. Well, only 150 priests rape 500 kids. Well, we've made progress, haven't we?
And in a world where every rapist is a serial rapist, that's super doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 150, that's what?
Simple.
That's not that many each, actually.
Yeah.
Like, at all. And especially when people are alive who put up Bill Cosby numbers. Like, really. During the 7 decades under investigation by the grand jury, there were over 5,000 priests serving in Pennsylvania. Therefore, the percent of priests who have an accusation made against them is quite small. So the fuck what? It's still bad! What? And remember, most of these accusations were never substantiated. Myth number 2. The priests raped their victims. He has rape in quotes, by the way. The priests raped their victims. Shapiro said that the church office officials routinely and purposely described the abuse as horseplay and wrestling and inappropriate contact. I know.
Why the fuck would you be horseplaying in a motherfucking church?
With kids.
They're not trying to make sense.
No, they're not.
They're just saying words.
Wrestling. Yeah, that's what we do in the sacristy.
Yeah, just wrestling.
What?
Yeah.
It was none of those things. He said it was rape. Similarly, the New York Times quoted from the report saying the church officials used terms as horseplay and inappropriate conduct as part of their, quote, playbook for concealing the truth. Fact. This is an obscene lie. Most of the alleged victims were not raped. They were groped or otherwise abused, but not penetrated, which is what rape means. This is not a defense. It's meant to set the record straight and debunk the worst-case scenarios.
He really doesn't give a fuck.
No, he does not give a fuck at all. And this is the guy who's the head of the... What is the fuck is this organization? Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights.
Wouldn't you like to live in a world where there was an emperor of sorts, and you went to him and said, oh, emperor, here's this article with this guy that said this shit, and the emperor would stand the fuck up out the throne and say, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, basically.
You know, don't fucking send out minions. No need for hench persons. All right, we need henching need not be on a binary. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just cis men can hench. Everyone, what the fuck is henching?
Lynching.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, like your henchmen, yeah.
Wait, it is? That's the same thing? Roping them up?
It doesn't have, well, lynching doesn't have to be rope. It's just, you know, running up on people to kill them.
Oh, good.
It's just like in America, we have a particular affinity for nooses.
Ah. Yeah, well, I mean, if they came to a new place.
Wow. Wow.
Fucking, yeah, no henchmen. I'll get the tiki torch myself.
Mm-hmm. That's our phone.
Our telephone's ringing because apparently, like, and I always wanted to get pulled for shit, mm-hmm. but they want to call and pull me at 8:25 p.m.
Right.
Fuck out of here. All right, wrap this story up,
this is my
killer.
Best, this is the best one. Myth, the abusive priests were pedophiles. Fact, this is the greatest lie.
All right.
What the fuck?
Wait, they said the abusive priests were pedophiles and that's the biggest lie?
Yeah.
That is.
Because when you horseplay inappropriately with children, it has nothing to do with pedophilia.
No, yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, they're trying to make it look bad
mm-hmm.
so that other people won't be pedophiles. You see? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. they're trying to, you know, bring some bad publicity to pedophilia here.
So he says, fact, this is the greatest lie of them all. There have been two scandals related to sexual abuse of minor... Okay, there have been two scandals related to sexual abuse of minors in the church. Scandal 1 involves the enabling of bishops who covered it. Scandal 2 involves the media cover-up of the role played by gay molesters. Let me repeat what I've often said. Most gay priests are not molesters, but most of the molesters have been gay. Does that not make it still pedophilia, even if this was true, which I highly doubt?
Yeah, he's just throwing out things just like, ah, well, they're fucking Spartans then.
It's like, well, they're gay. That doesn't count. Like, what? Not to admit this, and this includes many bishops who are still living in a state of denial about it, means the problem will continue. Indeed, there are reports today about seminaries in Boston and Honduras that are disturbing. So, his argument is that it's not pedophilia because some of the priests were gay.
Yeah.
They groped children, but it's not pedophilia because some of the priests were gay. Allegedly.
But then also, in right-wing world, isn't being gay being a pedophile?
Yes! So, that's the rebuttal to this report. I mean, yeah.
Yep. And, all right, folks. So, we recorded this on, today's the 20th, August 20th, 2019. I'll go ahead and mix it down, and it will be uploaded early in the morning, August 21st, 2018. Have a good one. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. That is actually all the time we have for just this audio recording.